Hello, M0UKD.
Hey, John, you just doubled with Dave. You can hear me, okay?
Yeah, I can hear you at the minute. I thought there was some noise there originally. I was on DV still. I could see some noise on the S meter, but I couldn't hear anything. It was still on DV. Yeah, can you hear me okay then, George?
Hey, you're about 5 and 5, John. Can you hear Dave, UVW?
I don't know. Go ahead, Dave, if you can hear us.
Dave, can you hear John? He said go ahead. Okay, John, Dave can't hear you.
All right, well, that's about there, the best spot I've got, Dave, but it's very weak, yeah.
So if you can hear me, John.
Yeah, I've got you, Dave, just about. Not as good as out the front window, but same again, I'm pointing it to the houses opposite, so way off of where you actually are. Can you hear us all right, then?
I came just about here, John, and he's about 3 and 1, but definitely off the back of the beat. Hear that, John?
Yeah, I've got that, Dave, yeah. I have to point to the houses opposite to get Dave, but then up there's George, so... But yeah, you're definitely stronger, George, but yeah, I know Dave's definitely out the front window, so... Oh, well, there you go. I'll have a look at signal strength in a minute, George, actually. I don't know if it means a lot with the transverter, but it seems to sort of tally up with noise and that anyway, but... That's impressive, isn't it? So, back to you, George, M0UKD.
Yeah, Roger, M0UKD, M1GEO. Fair enough. Yeah, you're both in the same direction for me, so I don't have to do much. Dave's about 5 and 7, you're about 5.5, John. We're both perfectly, absolutely fine, readability, no problems at all. But, yeah, it could be interesting. I was going to try and see if I can get into the Bromley Kent repeater, John, but I couldn't work out the IF and everything. It's on 1299 megahertz, I think. A pain in the backside, really, because it means that none of the IFs will get it into the 2 meter pass band, normally. And one GEO, back to you, John, UKD.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. Fair enough, yeah, that's where you need, I suppose, a radio that's opened up, isn't it? get outside the normal 2 meters for the IF. Antenna's getting wet, actually, it's drizzling at the minute, very light drizzle. Oh, I've got my hand poking out the window, so... there you go. Right, well, thanks for that, guys. I'll let you both carry on, but yeah, it's great to, it's definitely the best DX at the minute, by a long way. So, yeah, good to hear you, George, and Dave. I think Dave can hear me if I point over that way there somewhere, but never mind. All right, catch you later, guys, and have a good evening. And cheers for the QSO, M0UKD. Back to you, George, in case Dave can't hear us.
It doesn't matter where you point to, I can still hear you.
Oh, right, okay. Well, you're a little bit stronger there, so if I go... I think Dave can probably hear me if I'm, like, there or something. Can you hear me now, Dave? No, never mind. Fair enough. And, oh, just had a quick look at the manual. Yeah, I didn't realise... I was thinking the orange was overdriving. I thought it might go green is okay, orange is over, and red's, like, way over, but, I think you said it the other night, didn't you? Orange is actually slightly underdriven, so... yeah, perhaps I'm not even doing the full 2 watts, but, anyway, never mind, I only took the lid off to have a look inside, I haven't done anything else, so, I'll have to set the gain up. I mean, it's a really bodge-up setup at the minute, isn't it? You've seen it, so there you go. Right, over to you, George, sorry for waffling, and I'll let you guys carry on, but, cheers for, taking 23/7s with you. M1GEO and the group M0UKD.
Just very quickly then, John. Probably next week, if I can, next Tuesday, I'm going to try and get this transverter rigged up somehow to one of my beams. And see if I can get. I've got a 23/7 beam, so I'm going to see if I can get a bit of operating done. So just from the 817 and this little transverter into a beam, give that a shot. I don't know if you fancy having a play on it. You're welcome to tag along. Either at Ingrebourne Hill with a car battery or something, or I'm not too sure, whatever you fancy, whatever thing. So just so you know what's going on, John. Anyway, very back to you very briefly for that, John, and then I'll check it around for Dave. M0UKD in the group, M1GEO.
Yeah, alright, George, yeah. Well, just looking at the signal, you're about, I don't know, S7 on the handy. That was a rough guess. So, pretty good. Next Tuesday, yeah. Okay, sounds interesting. To do, yeah, if you do it from the top of Ingleborn Hill would be good, but you know, if you're not going to take a PA, blimey, you only need a small little battery, don't you? I've got quite a few little lead acids. Perhaps run the 817 on its internal batteries and just bring a tiny little battery for the transverter if you're just doing 2 watts, it'd be easy, wouldn't it? So, depends what I'm doing next week. At the minute, I don't know what I'm doing with work, so. But if I can, I shall definitely be up for that, George. So, with that, I'll let you carry on, and sorry, Dave can't hear us, so I'll let you carry on, George, because it's a bit tricky, isn't it? Cheers all, M0UKD. Bye.
Yeah, 73 John, I'm round to Dave, UVW. He's still there, M1GEO in the group. 7 UVW. 7 UVW,
M1GEO.
Guess he needs to disappear for the phone or something.
Oh, he's a busy man, isn't he?
Roger, mate. Are you at the pub tomorrow, John?
No, I'm Chelsea and I tomorrow, so, well, I was today, but as I said, won't be getting away from there till quite late. Kick-off's at 7:45, so probably be like 11 o'clock by the time we leave there or something.
Okay, mate, yeah, Roger. Dave just messaged me and said his handheld battery is charging. Rightio, I'm going to go QRP anyway, I'll catch you guys in a bit. Cheers for now, John, and 7:30, mate, and 1 GEO.
Yeah, fair enough. This is plugged into the mains at the minute, the ID51. I've shoved it in into the mains because this is flat as well, and I never charged it last night. I'll have to charge it because I keep, like, we keep doing these little things on 23 SEMs. It'd just be nice if the radio was charged rather than having extra wire to plug in, but I didn't bother charging it the other night, as I say, so. There you go. But, next Tuesday, yeah, I'm definitely up for that if I'm about, but at the minute, I don't know what I'm doing there, so, yeah, I don't know at the minute. I could log in and have a look tonight, see if they've put me on anything, but if it's a normal day, then it'll be alright. I can definitely get over there for 8 o'clock. Sorry. I could definitely get over there for 8 o'clock. So we just have to see. It's a week away yet, isn't it? Alright then, George, cheers for that, and, yeah, not fun driving today up to Chelsea. It was I left Dartford at 9 this morning, got there at 11, and I had to be there at 11, and I was thinking I was leaving enough time, but traffic in London's terrible, especially when you've got to get through London, and then same coming back. I've still got to go into work tonight and swap the van over. I just thought I'd come home, have something to eat first, and then go over there when the traffic's calmed down, because, you know, don't want to go through the tunnel and then back over the bridge at, 6-7 o'clock. It would have been a good hour and a half journey, wouldn't it? So if I go about 9 or 10 o'clock, it'd be 20 minutes there and back. Go 20 minutes there, 20 minutes back. Site. Anyway, I am waffling, George, so I'll put it back to you, see if Dave's back quickly, and then I shall disappear. M1GEO, M0UKD.
The car's driving a rank 2 on 23 SEMs, eh? Brilliant stuff. No, I don't think Dave's going to come back. I think he just said he's going to charge the handheld and abandon it for tonight. So there we go. Right, I need to bring back my beam and 817, something that's sideband for the next contest. Rightio. Cheers for now, John. 7380. And to any shortwave, very shortwave listeners, M0UKD, M1GEO. Cheers and beers, John. And have a good evening, mate. And safe driving.
Yeah, I think you could say microwave. what was I going to say? I was going to ask you something. Oh, yeah. So, tonight, you're using the same thing. You got the little HP9CV and 2 watts, is it?
Yeah, Roger, mate. Roger. Just out the window, the office. Did you not see the picture? Exactly the same as yesterday, but without the wooden broomstick. I'm just holding the Kallax feeder now against the window frame. And it's working okay. SWR's looking, same as it did before, very slightly orange and yellow, but seems to be doing the trick. And we're on the ID51. And the transverse is running off a little wall power supply thing, mains in 12 volts approximately out. Okay, matey, 7-3 for now, and I'll catch you soon. Take care, M1GEO.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's really good, though, isn't it? That's quite impressive again, isn't it, really? I've got, as you see in the picture, I've got a little 5 amp hour lead acid on top of the transverter because it just helps to keep it still and provides power. You know, because with the short runs of coax I've got going into it, it just holds it steady, doesn't it? Putting the lead acid on the top of it. Yeah, I wonder what, it'd be interesting to see, perhaps when we all get together, we could try and compare the antennas or something, because it could be anything, couldn't it? Wonder why you've got a funny, you know, you don't know what the SWR is, but it's not exactly happy, because Dave's and mine are both green, aren't they? So, unless it's the coax, perhaps you've got maybe the coax or connectors or something, who knows? Anyway, I'm going, George, sorry to keep you, M0UKD.
I'm going to try and take a picture. Hang on a second, let me try this thing.
I won't take a picture tonight. Looks even worse than last night now. I mean, HB9CV's getting wet now because it's raining. All right, well, I haven't even got the computer on or anything. I've only just had dinner. By the time I got in and had dinner and that, I've only just sort of come up here and bodged this up, so I haven't done anything yet, so there you go. Right, it's raining, my antenna's getting wet, so I'm definitely going QRT, George, but I'll have a look at the pick in a minute. Cheers, and catch you later. M0UKD.
Yeah, 73, John. Mine's also getting a bit damp. Cheers and beers, M1GA gone.
Cheers, George. Catch you later.
Cheers, mate. 73.